About a month after Jesus had had his encounter with Thomas, he was together with his close followers. And they kept bugging Jesus, "Is now the time you're going to rescue Israel and restore the kingdom?" But Jesus told them, "All of that is up to the Father. That's his responsibility. But as for you, when God's Spirit comes, he's going to give you power, and you're going to tell people everywhere about me. Tell them in Jerusalem, in the surrounding regions, even to the very ends of the earth." Well, as Jesus was finishing his talk, his feet started lifting up off the ground, and he kept going higher and higher until he disappeared into the clouds. And his followers, they were just standing there watching him go. And then suddenly, two men in white clothes appeared. And they said, "Why are you watching, looking off into the sky? I tell you this, the same way that Jesus left this earth, he will come back again someday." Now at this time, it was the season for an annual religious festival. And during this festival, Israelites who lived all over the known world would come back to Jerusalem and celebrate. And Jesus' followers, many of them, were all together in a room at one point, and suddenly the room was invaded with this powerful wind, the sound of this powerful wind. God's Spirit came into the room, and they began speaking in languages they'd never learned or studied because God's Spirit gave them that special ability. Well, all of this created quite a commotion, so people came to see what was going on. And some of the people that came were these Israelites who were returning back from other nations. And they were astonished. Here were Jesus' followers, men from small towns without any education, and they were talking about God in the visitors' own language. They couldn't believe it. But others, they weren't so impressed. They said, "Oh, these guys, they're just drunk." But then Peter stood up, and Peter said, "These men aren't drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Something incredible has happened here. God's Spirit has come to be with us." 1,000 years ago, God promised King David that one of his descendants would always rule as king. Well, that time is now. Jesus, the one that you executed, God brought back to life, and he is the promised king. Well, the people were overwhelmed, and they responded, "What should we do?" And Peter told them, "You need to admit that you failed God and turn and start following Jesus." That day, around 3,000 people believed what Peter had said and began following Jesus. And they joined with the other community of believers, and they loved one another, and they cared for each other. And every day, more and more people became followers of Jesus.